Women will never have their full potential expressed without the Khilafah. News. The Daily Sabah news outlet reported that Sumayi Erdogan Bayraktar, chairwoman of the Board of Trustees of the Women and Democracy Foundation, KADEM, delivered a speech highlighting systemic discrimination against women in the workforce. She was particularly concerned about the situation of Muslim women who wear headscarves and made the comparison to the Muslim women who are discriminated against in France and the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, TRNC. Speaking at a high-level event titled, The Right to Believe, The Right to Work, Women's Religious Freedom in the Workplace, at Istanbul's Ibn Haldun University, Erdogan Bayraktar explained her personal experiences of exclusion during Turkey's COP era, when wearing the headscarf became a barrier to education and employment for many women, both in Turkey's private sector and beyond. She is quoted as saying, "Just as our faith is a fundamental part of our identity, so is our right to express it," she said. "Yet we still see qualified women being excluded from job opportunities solely because they wear a headscarf. The idea that only those over 18 deserve freedom of belief is not only absurd, it is deeply unjust." She described the marginalization of Muslim women as part of a broader identity war. Erdogan Bayraktar urged academics, institutions, and civil society to advocate for comprehensive and inclusive approaches to human rights. Quote, "This is not just a matter of religious identity. It is about the right to exist, to live, to work, and to be treated with dignity," she said. "We will hold on to our rights and continue to fight for a world enriched by our differences, beautified by tolerance, and grounded in equality and justice." Comment. Although this is valid to point out the injustice of Muslim sisters being punished for wearing hijab, the solutions and calls for accountability in this matter are misaligned with the true method to secure the rights of believing women to express their Islamic identity. The event hosted by Ibn Haldun University brought together academics, students, and civil society members to discuss the challenges faced by women in balancing religious freedom and professional life. The forum called for institutional reforms and a cultural shift to ensure that freedom of belief and the right to work are protected equally for all women, regardless of their religious identity. But asking for solutions from the very ideology that caused and supports the problem is short-sighted and unhelpful. France's criminalization of Muslim women is unchallenged in international law as it is seen to be protecting the Muslim women from oppression. The changing of laws is possible anytime, even if fake victories are won. This is because the foundation of the values and principles of what is being protected has nothing to do with Islamic worship. Benefit and interest are true factors being worshipped in the secular agendas of all of the world's nations, even those that have puppet Muslim leaders. We can see how the international laws support the murder of Muslim women and children in mass campaigns of extermination. How do we trust them to keep guard of the Islamic dress code? It is a long overdue matter that the Khilafah, Caliphate, the correct Islamic ruling system, has been absent. And it is only this that should be our call to action in the protection of Muslim women's progress or nurturing of their talents. When Sumayi speaks of the studies from Europe, she referenced the data and reality many Muslim women face, such as how resumes featuring a photo of a woman in a headscarf are 65% less likely to receive a callback. Additionally, women wearing headscarves are 30 to 40% more likely to face career-limiting discrimination. She says, "This not only damages individual careers, it deprives society of women's talents and contributions," she noted. When women are forced to choose between their faith and their right to work, society as a whole pays the price, and argued that discrimination cloaked in the language of neutrality or professionalism is still discrimination. However, unless she calls for the system to erase the existing pretend women's empowerment agendas, she can expect the Muslim woman to be punished for their iman globally and indefinitely.
إن تبدو شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما.
Whether you reveal a thing or conceal it, indeed Allah is ever of all things, knowing. 33:54, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Imrana Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.